love this movie. They're showing Dog Day Afternoon on TV this week. Oh, I remember I cried so hard. Al Pacino robs a bank to pay for his boyfriend's sex change operation.
You know, what I don't understand is how come you always hear about men changing into women, but you hardly ever hear about women changing into men.
My guess is it would be too hard to find a donor.
Okay, I finished another one. Now tell me, what do you think?
I think they all look like a police composite of prostitutes.
Oh, Julia, you're just jealous because you don't draw or paint.
And neither do you.
Velasco says that I have a unique quality unlike anything he's ever seen before.
Suzanne, Velasco is a gigolo from Madrid who sits by Sissy's pool all day sipping margaritas. I'm sick to death of hearing about the Tates. It's Sissy this and Shelby that. Now you're taking art lessons. Charlene is on the phone with her half the day. And Mary Jo seems to have taken up permanent residence. You know the one who's acting the best? Anthony. Here is somebody just recently out of prison with very little money who could easily be seduced by the Tate's wealth. But is he? No. Anthony goes out there, delivers the furniture, does his job, and gets out. You don't see him acting all gaga.
How y'all doing? I know you're thinking, there's something different about Anthony today, but I just can't quite put my finger on it.
Anthony, did you take that armoire out to the Tates?
I certainly did.
Isn't that Shelby Tate's hat?
It certainly is. He says to me this morning, tell me, Anthony, do you like watermelon? And so I'm thinking, this is not a good question. I mean, I'm talking to a guy who has got four lawn jockeys on his front porch, and he's asking me if I like watermelon. And suddenly, I see a truckload of watermelon in my future. So I see, no, Mr. Tate, I don't much care for watermelon, but I could use a new pair of tap shoes. Well, that cracks him up. So he takes his hat right off his head and puts it on mine. Dude has got a big head, too. I'll probably shellack it and use it as a waste can.
Well, good morning to you.
Morning.
Is it my imagination or... didn't you have those same clothes on yesterday?
I spent the night at Sissy and Shelby's houseboat.
I can't believe you stayed out all night with clients.
Neither can I. I think I just put my babysitter through college.
Well, what were y'all doing?
Well, you see, Sissy and Shelby want this special color in their master bedroom, but there's only one place to find it. They call it Sweet Tater Green.
They drove you all the way up to that lake just to look at a life preserver?
Oh, no, no, no. We flew in the helicopter. Then they flew up 30 or 40 more of their friends and a country western band and a complete Cajun food buffet. I mean, you should have seen that pile of tails and claws. It looked like some huge biology exam with cloth napkins. Well, you know, I've always felt it was a bunch of bunk that rich people weren't happy. I mean, that's just something poor people made up so they wouldn't feel so bad. The truth is, the rich are having a very good time.
Now, may I remind the three of you, before you get any more stars in your eyes, that this is exactly what's happened to all the decorators who have worked with the Tates. They get drawn into their lives. They start going to parties, accepting gifts, carousing all night. And then they either get fired or quit, whichever comes first.
I wasn't carousing. Well, at one point, I did have a party hat on, but somebody put it on my head.
First, it's Cajun food and country western music, and then before you know it, they've taken you over, body and soul.
Well, honestly, Julie, I don't see why someone can't enjoy a party without you making it sound like there's some giant pod from space growing in their basement.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Anthony, I think the van is ready for a reload.
Right, I'm on my way.
You know, somebody actually came up to me last night and offered me $5,000 to redecorate their daughter's dollhouse. Can you imagine?
Oh, I would love for us to take a job like that. My favorite thing in the whole world is the House of Miniatures at Knott's Berry Farm. They have these two little fleas dressed up like a bride and groom. And then in their little flea house, they have a little flea table and chairs, a little flea bed, little flea teacups, flea silverware.
Please, Charlene, we get the picture.
Oh, Mary Jo, did Sissy tell you she's going to give us all an introductory session with her psychic? This is the same one that P. Isadora uses, and the first one to predict that she'd get out of films.
Charlene, I think that Julia's heard enough about Sissy. For one day.
Oh, all right. Oh, just one more thing. Sissy also has these peasant women in Scandinavia who actually grow hair for you.
Charlene! And here's my receipt.
What was that?
Oh, it's nothing. It's a little bracelet Sissy gave me. I didn't want to take it, but she just insisted because I got the toilet on the houseboat unstopped. I don't know. It's just this incredible knack I've always had with plungers.
Wait just a minute. Are you saying that you accepted a diamond bracelet from her?
Julia, I didn't accept anything. She just took it off her wrist and put it on mine. I mean, I didn't mean to keep it. I just forgot to return it. I don't even know if it's genuine.
Oh, it's genuine, all right. I took that scarab ring she gave me and had it appraised.
Now, you should have asked me. I could have told you. I always keep a jeweler's hoop handy because you never know when some unexpected person's going to force jewelry on you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's a genuine thing, all right.
Nice haul. It's not a haul. I'm not keeping it.
Well, I should certainly hope not.
Julia, if you think you can do better handling the Tates than me, just have at it.
Well, all right, I will.
Fine. More power to you. As long as you're going here, you can return the bracelet for me. Along with the matching earrings. Back so soon. How did it go?
Couldn't have gone better. I simply explained to Sissy and Shelby that we want to do the best possible job for them, and in order to do that, we have to maintain a certain professional distance.
They agreed with that?
Well, of course. They didn't have any choice. When I admired their stables, they wanted to give me a horse. I turned them down. And when I refused that, they insisted on taking me to New Orleans for dinner. I just flat out said no to everything.
Well, I'll get it.
You see, there's a way of being kind, but nevertheless firm, letting people know who's in charge.
Julia, your horse is here.
I don't know, Suzanne. I really think you ought to talk to somebody about this. You know, the fact that you keep drawing the same face over and over. You know, now that I look at it, it's Bambi. You're drawing Bambi. Bambi with bangs, Bambi with a bun, Bambi with barrettes, but it's definitely Bambi.
That is not Bambi. I'm much deeper than that. And I would appreciate it if you wouldn't go around saying that when Sissy has my exhibit.
Hey, okay, okay, I'm sorry. I, for one, like Bambi. I've just never seen him in full makeup.
Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Sissy. No, Julie's not down yet. You know, she lives upstairs. She's usually down by 9. She went to Miami with Shelby. Well, now, Sissy, I'm sure they had a very good reason. They wanted to eat stone crabs. No, Sissy, there has to be more to it than that. I don't think Julie'd fly 1,000 miles just to get herself a plastic bib that says I made a pig of myself at Stone Ciphers. I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Well,
good morning.
Julia, where have you been?
I've just been out for a little morning walk.
Look at her. She's lying. You can always tell because she keeps her head down like that.
We know where you've been, Julia.
You were in Miami with Shelby.
And I think you owe us an explanation.
Well, all right. I did go to Miami, but I can assure you it was strictly business.
I didn't see that.
Wait, I still have this on. Fell asleep on the plane.
And you got mad at me for wearing a party hat?
Up until now, I didn't realize how busy Shelby is. And when you're running an empire, time is money.
I still fail to see what this has to do with your going to Miami with Shelby.
It is very simple. It's the only time Shelby had to look at the blueprints for his dressing room.
Uh-huh. And just how'd you get this bib?
Oh, I got that because I ate more crabs than 3 Allstate insurance salesmen from Illinois who also made it to the finals.
You know, Julia, for somebody who thought we were getting too involved with the Tates, it seems like you're getting awfully involved yourself.
Yeah, and if you ask me, I think Sissy's getting jealous.
Jealous? Don't be ridiculous. Sissy isn't jealous of me.
Good morning, ladies. Finally to introduce myself, Malcolm Box, private investigator. And you're Julia Sugarbaker.
Yes, I am. What may I do for you?
Well, I was just outside admiring the Sugarbaker's exterior ambiance. And if you don't mind my saying so, you got a pretty nice one yourself.
Get to the point.
I see my charm has eluded you. Would you be kind enough to verify that this is you and Mr. Shelby Tate getting on his private jet to go to Miami?
Yes, well, I had just tripped on the stairs, and he was trying to help me up. May I ask, what is all this about?
Well, you see, I work for Mrs. Tate. And my job is to follow Mr. Tate. And, you know, it's not easy because, as you know, he's got his own private jet and I gotta go commercial. Well,
what I don't understand is, why do you follow Mr. Tate?
Because Mrs. Tate wants to know if he's having any fun. And if he does, I write it down, I record it, just in case she wants to use it for any future divorce proceedings.
Oh, no, this is terrible. I've been counseling her.
I wouldn't worry about it. They've been going to get divorced for the past 16 years. You know, I didn't always look like this. I used to have other clients, a wife, kids. Then I got mixed up with the Tates. You know, he's been down the Nile 6 times. But that Arctic expedition, that nearly killed me. First my sled broke down. Then the dogs turned on me.
Excuse me, I have no intention of signing anything. And now I would appreciate it if you would take your dirty little briefcase and your dirty little mind and get out of our nice, clean store.
Okay, but I can tell you that Mrs. Tate doesn't look kindly on people who don't sign the verification.
And I don't look kindly on people who have me followed.
I can make it worth your while.
I have a better idea. Why don't you take that and buy yourself a new trench coat?
Hey, if you think I look bad, you ought to see the guy who's following Mrs. Tate.
Not now. You'll have to call back.
Well, so much for Sissy not being jealous.
Suzanne, don't start with me. I hardly think that I should be blamed because Sissy has an overactive imagination and the bank account to finance it.
Well, maybe not, but none of the rest of us went off with her husband for the night.
You just went to all the parties and let the gifts roll in by the truckload.
Excuse me, but I let you return my diamond bracelet. We, on the other hand, have no proof that you returned your horse.
Well, of course I did. You know good and well that Anthony took him back out there.
Did you get a receipt?
I especially would not be eager to hear a lecture on gift-giving from the queen of sucking up to the rich.
Just what exactly is that supposed to mean?
All right, let's be honest. How many of those has Sissy bought so far?
18. But I don't consider that a gift. I consider that an investment. I think it's very mean of you to suggest otherwise.
Well, you just called me a horse thief.
I did not.
Well, you asked if she got a receipt.
Well, at least I don't have a Rolex watch in the bottom of my drawer.
How'd you know that?
I was looking for my alimony checks.
Charlene, I cannot believe you kept a Rolex watch.
Well, I wasn't keeping it. I was just holding it in detention.
Until when?
Till my conscience got the better of me. I was about 4 days away. Well, when you're a fine one to talk, Mary Jo, your diamond bracelet's worth a lot more than my Rolex. Oh, get lost! Listen for you, Suzanne. I'm sick and tired of you always going through my drawers. You're always looking for those blasted checks. From now on, you can keep them in your own desk.
I don't have a desk.
Well, maybe Sissy will buy you one.
Oh, no, wait just a minute, Charlie.
Well, Julie, she's always going to buy you one. I don't have a desk. I don't have a desk.
Can I ask a question?
No!
Will you listen to us? Arguing about a bunch of stuff that doesn't amount to a hill of beans, hanging up on customers, ignoring potential clients who are standing in the middle of our store. What is happening to us?
I'm sorry.
Me too, I'm sorry.
Me too. Here, I don't need the watch. I got Mickey.
Okay, I think it's time we made a decision. Are we going to be in the Sissy and Shelby Tate business, or are we going to become the sugar bakers we set out to be, treating each individual customer, regardless of finances, with the same care, concern, and attention?
B.
What?
The answer's B.
That's right. I vote for B.
Me too.
B.
Well, then I say let's drive right out to the Tates right now and quit before we change our minds.
All right.
Okay. And we have this wonderful person to thank. Joan Q. Public.
How may we be of service to you?
I just wanted to use your bathroom.
I guess what we're saying is Sugar Bakers is still a small firm, and your need is greater than our supply. You deal in his and her jets. We deal in his and her towels. We have other clients to serve. We can't just fly off to Kansas City or Miami every time you need to see a new fabric swatch. And no amount of Rolex watches or diamond bracelets is going to change that.
So what do you need? More money?
You've given us enough money. We just feel that we're in way over our heads. Maybe by infinity.
Oh, and, Sissy, I want you to know I really do appreciate the watch and the perfume.
You're returning the perfume, too?
Oh, yeah, but it's got nothing to do with this. See, I just decided last TV season that if John Forsythe's too stupid to tell Linda Evans from an imposter, I can't wear his cologne.
Well, I guess I'll have to send back the Mustang convertible then, too.
What Mustang convertible?
The one I ordered for you. You said you were having trouble with your car.
Well, I was, but it was just... What color?
Navy with a camel top.
Automatic? Mm-hmm. Oh, just kidding.
All of this is your fault, Sissy. If you hadn't had that idiot Malcolm following Julia and me, they wouldn't be quitting now.
Well, Mr. Peace Ambassador to the United Nations, you call off your dogs, I'll call off mine.
And I just want to say that you don't have to pay for my sketches. Unless, of course, you honestly love them.
Oh, but I do. Shelby loves them, too.
That's right. They remind me of some friends I made in the Navy.
We better get going.
Now, just a minute. Not so fast. I don't mind telling you, I don't like this one bit. Okay. So Sissy and I are a little unorthodox. So what? That's what makes things worth getting up in the morning for. Stirring things up. Doing things a little different, you know. And what's money, anyway? It's just a bunch of paper that you trade in for things that you want. But if you can't spend it on people you like, what's the point in keeping it around?
That's a very good point.
Well, I just can't even stand the thought of y'all quitting. I have grown to love each one of you. Mary Jo, always so anxious to please. I mean, if I say I like beige, she'll say, yes, beige is good. Beige goes with everything. Then when Shelby says he hates beige, she'll say, on the other hand, beige can be incredibly boring. Suzanne with her sketches and the chest that I still don't believe isn't silicone. And that cat that ate the canary grin. Charlene, my darling, wonderful new friend. The only woman I know likes to talk on the phone more than me. I promise I won't let you down. I will find a way to give Waylon Jennings your phone number.
They have the same account.
Sorry about the private detective, Julia. I was conducting business as usual, but I forgot that you are as unintimidatable as I am. Same soul, different package. Shelby, do something. I can't stand for them to quit. They're our most favorite decorators we ever had.
How about it, ladies? You're breaking Sissy's heart. Can't you stay around a couple of weeks and finish the job?
Would you promise, if we did stay to finish the job, that things would be conducted in a more business-like fashion?
The heck yes. If that's what you want. We were just trying to be friendly.
No more gifts. No more fights. No more phone calls.
You got it.
All right. It's just for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on, let's just get right to work right in this room. I've been dying to change
it. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Hold on. Y'all have got at least 36 other rooms to choose from. I like this room the way it is.
Shelby, darling, I've been wanting to redecorate using the colors in this vase.
Sissy, this is a gun room. You want to decorate for that vase, we'll build you a vase room.
What do you think, Mary Jo? Well, a vase room would be nice. But a gun room is nice, too.
Do you ever think of running for president?
Maybe we should pick another room.
No, I got my heart set on this one, and Shelby's just being a jackass.
How can you act this way when we just got through promising to be businesslike?
Because a man has to draw the line somewhere. And this is my room. These are my trophies. This is my gun. My ammunition. And if I have to, I'll fight to keep him.
No, that won't be necessary. We agree. A man's room is his castle, right, ladies?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't like anything about it. And furthermore, I am sick and tired of looking at things that have been dead 15 or 20 years, and even more sick and tired of them looking back at me.
So, you set on doing this room to match that vase?
You bet I am.
What's your second choice?
Shelby, hon, you're making a big mess in here, and I do not appreciate it. I do not like it.
What do you propose to do about it?
How do you like it so far?
Don't bother showing us to the door. We know the way out.
I wish you hadn't done that, darling. I had a real affinity for that one. Now you went and made me mad.
Emergency evacuation.
The truth, well, we might have been killed.
I would have gotten us all the way through the electric gate if the guard hadn't stopped us.
Well, at least we proved that Sugar Bakers doesn't belong to anybody but us. That's called integrity.
But you gotta admit, they really know how to say they're sorry.
We're trapped. We deserve it.
Well, like I always say, there's integrity, and then there's Mick.